This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's hour number three of the nation here on your home of the Rangers. We're less than an hour now from pregame. They're in Boston getting ready to take on the Red Sox. For the second series in a row, we are hoping, we're wondering, has this offense hit rock bottom? Have they found the answers that can be a catalyst to pull us out of it? For more on that story and others with the 2023 World Series champions, here's the Chief.
One of those 2023 champions is Leody Taveras. He has been claimed off of waivers. The Mariners have picked him and his $3.25 million remaining salary up. So that'll free up a little extra change, hopefully, for CY to be able to maneuver and bring in some more talent come deadline time. But congratulations to Leody. Wasn't really confident that he was going to get claimed off of waivers, but the Mariners said, let's go ahead and bring this guy in. So congratulations to him. We'll certainly be seeing a lot of him moving forward now in the division. But
hopefully hitting sharply hit line drives over his head.
Yes.
Watching the scramble.
Yeah, that's right. Watch him just fumbling through routine plays in the outfield and then striking out in the box.
Yeah.
Or making the last out in a game in August when the Rangers really need to win against the Mariners.
We'll never forget that, but hopefully hopefully none of that resurfaces.
No, I was just saying, hopefully.
Yeah, you're painting a picture of him, hurting us.
Yeah, no, not hurting, maybe helping.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Him making the last out.
Taking the wrong angle on a fly ball. Yeah,
at the plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call strike three. Rangers are up a game and a half.
That would be funny if that's how this thing all ends.
Hey, man.
Respectfully.
He ends up being the difference
to the champ, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
He went to the enemy.
That's true. But we forced him there.
Yeah, we say this with love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not asking.
Make a mistake, fam.
We're not asking him to be hurt. We're asking him to lose the ball in the lights.
Yeah, that's true. We're not being.
That's a lock.
We're not being mean.
Maybe misplay him.
Just asking him to be himself, really.
Damn.
Or maybe chase a ball way out of the zone that's on the ground.
Okay. You're right. Our chances of finally winning in Seattle just went up significantly.
Yeah, there we go. This is brilliant by CY. He knew what he was doing. Plant somebody to do it.
Congratulations to Evan Carter, who will be making his season debut for the Rangers in center field.
Full count, baby.
Replacing Mr. Taveras, right, and he will be batting seventh in the lineup.
Please don't go 0 for 4 or something like that.
Our chances of drawing multiple walks tonight just doubled. This is
amazing. I agree. Make these pitchers work a little bit, man. How about that? How about Josh Young batting ninth?
Okay.
You're just slowly but surely getting kicked down the lineup there. But Bochy's pulling
out
all the stops.
I like the meritocracy.
Yeah. Yeah, same here.
Can any of these pitchers hit?
Hey, that guy, Patrick Corbin. I wouldn't put anything past him after talking with him earlier.
Valdi, I mentioned somebody can hit out of this group, right?
I just feel like CY has this discomfort meter that he can crank up. And every, 48 hours, he's just turning it one dial. Like, there goes Berger.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's Taveras.
I guess it started with Simeon going to the five hole. That was the first turn of the knob.
Yeah. If you did them all at once, you'd have half the clubhouse ticked off at you.
Yeah.
But you just do it a little bit, and then I think it starts to get normal. I'm looking here for what might, shake this thing. I think you got Simeon in a good spot. Jock Peterson's been significantly better. So I still have a decent amount of confidence. Well, sometimes I think I'm an idiot for it. Like, where are you with that? Like, should I be confident in this, or does that make me an idiot homer if I'm still believing in this ability to get this offense going?
Yeah, I mean, I think confident is pretty strong. And if you're confident, then that does border on homerism. But if you have some hopeful optimism that, hey, it's a long season and these guys do have what now feels like a while ago, but a track record of really lighting it up offensively, and now you shake things up in the way that you have, it's fair to have hope.
I'd like to see, maybe I'd do a study, I don't know. I'd like to see something, some numbers where, like, the Rangers of the starting pitching that they faced this year, and where that, you know, where those guys are right now.
They
have
faced some really good teams.
I'm just saying, I mean, and I'm not trying to give them a pass.
Kind of feels like you're cranking up the old excuse machine. I can hear it in the distance.
But I'd like to know, like, is their schedule against starting pitching been the best in the league? The mid pack, late? Is this like a chat?
I'm gonna get on it here.
You see?
I'd like to
know if the starting pitching that they've faced so far this year, where it ranks on the league average.
I mean, it might be skewed because the Rangers offense is so bad. Like, if you've pitched against them, the chances of your ERA being pretty good.
I watched that
increase 20%.
I watched Sears twice against the Rangers, just, you know, the A's. And Sears is a good pitcher, but I just watched him just totally, you know, it's that part of it's disheartening. But they've played against some good rotations, played against the Mariners for six games now. They win two of them. No, they won one of them, one of six. So, yeah, it's bad. What are you doing over there?
I'm just trying to look at strength of schedule stuff. It's not specific to pitching.
Yeah.
But, like, in general, I do believe the Rangers have had a top 5 to 8 most difficult schedule.
Yeah,
what
we could do is just take the team and see where they're ranked as pitchers. They're starting pitching. Like, take the Cubs, the Red Sox, take the Mariners, take the Dodgers. Doesn't seem like we've played anybody that's not any. We haven't played any real bad teams.
It is good to see, though, the remaining schedule is pretty favorable, as they have like the 26th easiest remaining, or I guess it would be like the fifth easiest remaining schedule going, but they have had one of the more difficult ones to date. So
maybe that'll
there
help
is something
their,
to that for maybe, sure. They face some studly pitchers, but also they've been so atrocious when it comes to the hitting that you have to throw everything out and look in the mirror at some point, you know, but hopefully a little bit easier pitching with some self-improvement and all the shakeup that's gone down from coaching to lineup stuff. Hopefully things are heading in the right direction. One of the things that Jared's looking for, he noted on Twitter today, there are two teams in MLB with swing rates of at least 50%. And those two teams are the Rangers and the Red Sox.
Yeah. When Eovaldi, when he pitched against them opening day, he was pretty devastating. I believe it was a slider.
No, it was a curveball.
Oh, it was a curveball.
Like 25% of his pitches were a curveball.
And they couldn't touch the curveball.
They couldn't touch it at all. Yeah. That'll be something to watch for tonight. Does he go back to the curveball? Because he hasn't really hit that thing the same way like he did since opening day. So that cat and mouse game will be fun.
You were getting elite and vintage Eovaldi tonight, playing against his former team at Fenway.
Oh, no.
I know. I think this is like one of those postseason Eovaldi type games where this dude's just going to be an absolute monster.
I put him on a no-hitter watch here. Brian, what are you knowing about there? Are you watching the soccer game?
No, I just looked up and I saw Inter just buried one in the corner.
Fratesi in the 99th minute.
Fratesi.
Inter Milan leads 4-3 in extra time. 7-6 on aggregate now. I'd say their adjustments to the scoring system has worked pretty good here to get excitement and goals flying in, huh?
They're trying to get some excitement in this thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know how big of a game this is in terms of implications.
It's like the conference championship game.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that Barca's wearing their like highlighter outfits.
This Champions League is like the best trophy you could win.
That's the second time you mentioned that highlighter uniform. You do not like this.
I do not like these uniforms. They've some of the prettiest uniforms in the world. Or kits. They call them kits, right, Dawson? I missed that.
Yeah,
up,
they
right?
sure do.
Kits.
Shirts.
Prettiest kits in the world, and now they're wearing, now we got dudes laying on the field. Inner dudes are just, they're falling out.
I mean, they've been playing for 101 minutes now. Sorry, yeah, Chief.
No, it's all good.
You're
this is a big
like
game.
Luke or something like that out there.
Yeah. Are they huffing and puffing out there?
Oh, no, that guy just went down for the count.
Luke is only conditioned for soccer 2 games a week.
It's too many games, brother.
Did you see him walking out of the restaurant the other night? No. Him and Palinka and JJ Redick.
You have a doggy bag?
No, he didn't. He no came doggy. Out of there empty-handed. No leftovers.
You have a after dinner cigarette.
I would imagine he saved that for the ride home.
No leftovers. He ate the table.
Yeah, he pulled his eye on.
Hey, are you going to finish that? He says, I just wanted to see Luca walk outside like they're waiting for the car, you know, to pull up like the valet, and he just puts in a cig and just fires it up.
I think they were giving him a demonstration of like what his table should be looking like in the off season. They're like, hey, let's go grab a bite and let's go ahead and show you the proper things to order here.
Oh, you mean
as we release you into the off season where you might balloon to something ridiculous. Shot.
They weren't at the California Pizza Kitchen, is that what you're saying?
No, I don't believe so, but it was funny to see him walk out of there. He didn't seem too happy necessarily.
Oh, gosh, is that rain?
Well, what do you think they were asking him? Like, do you want? Do you want LeBron back?
I'm sure that's what it was. Like, hey, this is our plan. Obviously we have the Supermax deal looming. This is how we want to sort of construct it. And if we give you this money, this is sort of what we can do for you. Pick his brain on maybe the styles of players that he wants or maybe specific players that they feel like they can go and get. And then probably saying, hey, and here's what your regimen needs to be. Honestly, if I'm the Lakers, I'm just saying, dude, you need to be like stuck on you, the movie. That's what you need to be with LeBron this offseason. Just whatever he's doing.
Go get in shape with him.
Go figure it out.
Well, I did see a report that LeBron has no interest in taking a pay cut, which is glorious. You know, there's going to be no undercutting to help get other players in there. But yeah, I think if you got him a player like PJ Washington and Gafford or Lively, I think they are contenders. I think they're two players away.
Yeah, I would say probably about that. As long as Luke is healthy and everything, I would agree. But also JJ Redick now, it's like, do you have an advantage on the sidelines? Because that was brutal.
Yeah.
Okay. Back.
You think they were watching what he was ordering and silently judging, not to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he picked that number 3. He got the sirloin.
The whole thing was a setup.
He got 2 sirloins, in fact. He really did.
I'll start off.
He had the chance at asparagus, and he went with the mac and cheese.
Yeah. Hold on. He says that's just the appetizer, guys.
Yeah. I'll start off with the crab cakes, followed by the charcuterie board.
Do you think he asked for the dessert menu as soon as they sat down?
And a beer, too. Okay.
Get that crème brûlée started for me, please, right now.
Is Michael Finley available for front office work?
So, hey, we had some injuries. Did you guys see the injury in baseball yesterday? The Cincinnati Reds rookie that broke his forearm?
Yeah.
He just crashed into the wall. Tyler Callahan.
Okay, let me ask you
hashtag
this.
Hashtag doing too much.
When
you go listen to it, he smashes. The mics can pick that up. Yeah. That wall smash, and when they replayed it, it was disgusting.
It was bad break.
He snapped his forearm.
Yeah, he did.
And they didn't count it as a catch.
Did the dude circle the bases while he was laying out there next to the ball?
Yeah, because he wasn't really sure. He was kind of looking around like, is that a catch? Is it not? I'm going to go ahead and finish the play here.
I saw the guy hit the wall and I had to look away. And I just didn't know if the runner just kept going, you know, like
he wasn't intense about it. He was kind of looking around, like, kind of like,
do I need to stop? Just,
yeah, he didn't really know exactly how he should play it, but but he definitely rounded the bases.
Yeah. He's out there, chance for a home run. The guy's just chugging along.
Let me tag this base, but you all right?
Yeah.
Like Mike Tyson right after he knocks somebody out.
Hey,
oh my bad,
sorry, okay, dude.
The new craze for these kids on TikTok is the Kool-Aid. The Kool-Aid thing?
You see? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're just
That kind of reminded me of that dude hitting the wall, the Kool-Aid challenge.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of clips.
How do these kids pick out these? Did they just randomly try it? They don't know what fences they're running
into? Those plastic fences.
Oh.
Like the white picket fences?
Yeah, they're looking for those.
Oh, I thought they were trying to just randomly like take a right into a fence. I was like, they're kind of walking.
Those big old pretty plastic fences that cost you about $6,000 to $7,000. Kids just running right into them.
Oh, that is crazy, dude. Wow. Yeah, that's one of those weird internet deals going on right now. Well, the 20-year-old that fell, the Pirates fan,
he's walking now, right?
Yeah, he did take his first steps today. Slow process, but I guess moving in the right direction. He broke his neck, a clavicle, and his back. So
lucky to be alive.
without question, the fact that he's even up on his feet right now is pretty amazing.
Football player.
I think it was because the role I was telling you guys about.
I don't know.
Got lucky.
When I watched the video, I did not see it the same way.
I didn't see a role.
I saw a guy
look like
he should be lucky to be alive, and he had no athleticism about the way he tried to land.
They could have got him off the field with a spatula. He hit that hard, that flat.
Well, it's either because he's got good stuntman instincts, or he was so hammered, he was just fluid. He was like water, you know? That drunken style.
Hey, wait, what was the troll job? Because somebody's giving you credit right now. I flew past one of your troll jobs.
I don't know. I have
Did
been
you
on,
troll job me?
I've been a high volume shooter the last 10 minutes. I don't think it was, no, I don't think I trolled you. I think it was just, you know.
Me?
I would
He's not going to give it away.
I forget. I forgot them all.
Well,
I forgot them all.
Back in.
Hey, on to the next play, dude. Short term memory.
We got to run. G Bag Nation, oh, Jared Sandler.
Yeah, now
we
got to go.
Jumps in next right here on your home of the Rangers. Sands joins you next right here, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And we're back here on the Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, buddies, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Inter Milan is 11 minutes here from glory. It's in extra time, and they lead Barcelona here 4-3 and 7-6 on aggregate Champions League semis. We're about to talk with Sands here. Get your Rangers preview as their series with the Red Sox. Pregame coming up at 5 o'clock. It's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. The preview is. The segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Jared, how the heck are you, buddy?
He's in the building! Oh, some great. Tarp's still on the field, but hoping that we're going to be ready to roll when first pitch time comes around. And I guess it's a start of a new chapter and the 2025 season with the return of Evan Carter and the arrival of Brett Boone.
Yes, sir. And Tavares claimed by the Mariners, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I guess, you know, sometimes it's probably a product of us seeing warts more than the opportunity, which I think, you know, you can be victim of when you're looking at it through one lens. But, you know, we heard in the offseason that there was a lot of interest in the trade market in Leody Tavares for the Rangers. Held on to him. I think, you know, they wanted some protection for Evan Carter and just and Adolis Garcia coming off the year in which he was injured. And so I guess this probably supports that, you know, that a team at this point willing to take on the money and the Mariners, and not that it's a ton of money, but the Mariners specifically are a team that, you know, they've been known to, you know, keep things under budget, right? This isn't like a team like the Dodgers that seems to just write check after check after check. So Hopefully for Leody, new environment, new opportunity, things will click. Maybe he just needed a fresh start, going somewhere where he's not playing from behind, so to speak, in terms of what expectation was, and maybe trying to recapture what he did in the first half of 2023. But, this is significant for the Rangers. Again, I know it doesn't seem like a lot, around $3.25 million in relief. But for a team that's trying to stay underneath the first apron from a salary cap standpoint, this gives them a little bit of wiggle room. So I think from that standpoint, it's probably something that the front office was excited about.
So this is money that they could use to add maybe another bat, you think?
Yeah, you think about around the trade deadline, you got to take on money. If you're going to acquire someone, if they're, financially, if the contract is greater than what you are giving away and nothing else is negotiated beyond that, you want to be in a position where you can take on money. And if the Rangers are, if ownership is adamant about staying below that first apron, then you got to be able to create some wiggle room. And also, frankly, we talked about Tyler Mahle's incentives, I think, in spring. And if he hits a lot of his incentives, that right there might put him over. But now it gives them some wiggle there. And with the way Tyler Mahle's pitching, it seems like he's in a position to maybe hit some of those incentives. And Gavin, something as simple as like, all right, a guy's pitching well, he's not on your 40-man roster, and you want to add his, add him to the big league roster, you got to add that salary, right? That's a new salary that you haven't already accounted for. And those things can add up. Let's say you add Robbie Alstrom and Emiliano Teodo, maybe Teodo would be a bad example. He's on the 40, but Robbie Alstrom, as an example, Cody Hoyer, just throwing out two names, two relievers. Well, those are two salaries you now have to add, major league minimum, but that's going to total around $1.5 million, right? So, it gives you a little more wiggle room when it comes to that. And so I think, that money can be used in a lot of different ways.
Hey, Jared, with Evan Carter coming up, and I know we're all kind of excited about him and what he was able to do. I mean, it was a rough start initially, in the minors, and now, kind of bringing himself back. And I hate to be this guy, but what if it doesn't work? Do we now feel even worse about him being a prospect in the future? Is it that kind of way? Or is it, you just maybe has to go back down and do this all over again?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. I think both can be true, right? Because you're going to feel the way you're going to feel. And the reality is if he comes up or he is up and he doesn't produce and he gets sent back down, you're not going to feel great about it. But I don't know that the Rangers would be in a position to move on. I don't know that they would want to move on, but if they're not feeling good about it, I don't know, what the market would be, if they were wanting to move on. And I don't know if they want to, I don't know if they would want to proverbially sell low on him, but I think that's very fair, Broadus. I think this is a big opportunity for him to not just stay healthy, but produce. And I don't know if it's going to be there right off the bat against lefties. I don't know, to what degree he's going to play or get opportunities against lefties, but certainly against righties, you hope that he can contribute. And I'll tell you this, the bar is pretty low.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. Yeah, because to them, is the bar low, or is to the fan? The fans obviously are thinking high bar. How's the organization feeling about this then?
Yeah, well, I guess when I say the bar's low, I do think that the organization still feels like there's potential for him to, be a big time impact player. Like, we've all thought for a few years, and obviously punctuated by what he did in 2023. But just right now, in terms of the situation he's entering into, I just think if he can get on base a little bit, draw some walks, see some pitches, he's going to help this lineup, balance out the aggression. So I guess when I say the bar's low, I mean, the bar is low for him to help out based on internal needs and perception. Now, I think the casual fan probably still thinks Evan Carter superstar. I think the super in tune fan on the other end of the spectrum, maybe, we talked about seeing warts with Leody. Maybe they see warts and they've got a different perspective. I think that, the expectation internally though is still long-term. Hey, we think this guy could be an impact player. Right. But I think right now they just want a guy who can come and supplement the lineup, add some speed and athleticism on the bases when he gets on. And, hopefully he can just stay healthy too. And we can see, with a little bit of a runway, what he can do, dealing with the challenges of a big league season.
We're talking Rangers baseball here with Jared Sandler on the Fan.
Jared, what's the Brett Boone situation been like?
Yeah, well, we spoke to him earlier, and You know, he seemed pretty fired up. He gave like an 8-minute answer right off the bat, and pot calling the kettle black, right? So I'm careful with you know, with making any passing a judgment.
You stand
on
up
that.
And applaud.
You usually don't go over six.
Yeah, exactly. But no, he was pretty excited. He talked about, you know, how it all came to be and just some of his initial thoughts and taking over the role. And, you know, the reputation is he's a high energy guy and certainly didn't get any indication that that wasn't accurate. And, but you know, a lot of what he said was a lot of what we talked about yesterday, just simplifying things, not putting too much in guys' heads, understanding that it's an individualized approach, that you're not going to treat Josh Young the same as you're going to treat White Langford and Evan Carter and whatnot. But the thing that I thought was interesting is, you know, he does come from a baseball family that originated from a baseball standpoint years and years and years ago. And if you want to talk about old school, his grandfather, Ray Boone, was, you know, just that's all he knew, right? That was old school. And Bob Boone and even the era in which Brett Boone played, what we know now or some of the things championed now by front offices was not something that was commonplace then. But he said, and maybe it's aided by the fact that his son-in-law, Nick Allen, is a major league player. Nick Allen married his daughter, Savannah. And so, you know, he's got a good relationship with Nick, and Nick is obviously exposed to some of the, you know, the new age stuff. But he said, you know, this isn't my game anymore. This is their game, and the game has changed. The game's advanced. And, you know, he's not the guy who I think is going to be spouting out some of this new language, but he does seem open to understanding how it can impact guys and how it might impact one guy more than it impacts the next guy. And I just think that openness and collaborative mindset, I think, is important. You know, it's definitely not a his way or a highway type of mindset, but I do think just in general, his goal is to simplify things for these players, and hopefully that, you know, pays dividends. I would caution fans, don't pass judgment tonight, tomorrow, the next night. No, even he said, hey, right away, it's going to be a lot more listening than talking and acclimation period. But, you know, I think ultimately the hope is that you start to see a change in the box.
It's Jared Sandler here with you on The Fan. There's the Edgar Martinez story that he fixed the Mariners. Are there other examples where hitting coach, bang, you know, it was the spark that they needed?
Yeah, you know, I think in general, you guys know this. Sometimes it's, I don't want to say placebo, because that would suggest that, you know, when changes like this are made, it doesn't impact anything. You know, what they say, their teachings don't impact anything. But I think sometimes it's just a fresh start. And it's when you make a change like this, hopefully the professionals, the players go into this with an open mind of, all right, let's hit the reset button. Obviously this change happened for a reason. Anytime a change happens midseason, you know, unless this is like Taylor Jenkins and Mike Malone, you're dealing with a team in general that's struggling, or a specific area of the team that's struggling. And that's the case. So if you think about it, Gavin, I think there are plenty of examples, because a lot of times teams that make changes like this are at or near the bottom in that respective department. And so usually it can go nowhere but up. But I think that with Brett, you know, the thing that is working in his favor, you mentioned Edgar Martinez. You know, he mentioned earlier today how Edgar was one of the biggest influences in his career, and that, you know, his best years with the Mariners, Edgar played such a huge role. And he talked to Edgar this offseason about Edgar stepping in and having a role last year when Dan Wilson took over. And so I think he's got that perspective and understanding of how is the midseason participant or, you know, being the subject of a midseason change, he can step in and not try and do too much, not, you know, be hesitant and not do enough and kind of find his place and be able to settle in appropriately.
Does Evaldi go back to the curve tonight?
It's a good question. I can see you saw some stuff on Twitter, obviously. That was a big player for him against the Red Sox. Yeah. You know, first time his usage with that pitch had exceeded 25% since 2021. But that's the beauty of this, right? The cat and mouse. You know, we talk about with football, hey, this worked in this game, so you assume, well, maybe they'll go back to that the next game. But the other team's planning for that too. So I guarantee you that the Red Sox are in there prepared for the curveball. And a part of what makes Nathan Eovaldi good is he's got a lot of weapons, and he doesn't just have them, but they're good weapons, right? Some guys can throw five pitches, but three of them suck. So hey, go ahead, yeah, throw those three pitches. We dare you. That's not the case with Eovaldi. You know, he can throw multiple pitches and they're effective. So I'm actually really curious. I could see it like, hey, yeah, show us you can hit the curve again because you didn't on opening day. But I could also see him going away from that because maybe he reads early on that they're looking for that. And I think that's another strength of Nathan Eovaldi's, is that he might go into the game with a plan. He and Jonah might have a plan, but he might notice first inning or first time through the order that hitters are showing something based on their swings and their approaches, and maybe they alter the plan. Not every pitcher is able to do that. Not every pitcher is able to pick up on that, but he is, and I think that's one reason why he's been so successful.
Jared Sandler doubting the Chiefs' baseball acumen there.
Yeah.
Not believing that you could have had that take on your own.
Like I didn't see the opening day of Aldi curveball bonanza right here at Globe Life Field.
Eyeballing it.
I know that I was more just commenting that Eric gets deep into Twitter and is, you know, really locked in on some of the, like, the analytics and the metrics and some of those deep dives when it comes to pitching specifically. I mean, we've always thought Eric is the pitching expert of the G-Bag Nation.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on Seamhead Twitter as much as anybody. Jared, you know that.
Yeah, for sure.
Is MLB going to stop their stadiums from over-serving their fans and making them jump out of the seats?
Gosh, guys, can I tell you something? One of my biggest fears, anytime I see a foul ball that is like near the railing of one of the sections, is someone's going to flip over. And I know that that's not what led to this, but I worry about that. Anytime I see a foul ball that's like not like four rows deep where someone could be leaning over, that is like a big fear of mine. When I get anxiety watching that. So,
I got anxiety watching that Reds outfielder Callahan smash his forearm into the wall.
Oh yeah, that was nasty. There was someone who got, it was a young player who got traded from the Yankees to the Athletics, I think. Really fast guy, and I think in like his first game he broke his arm or something doing something similarly, like first major league game. Or maybe it was a knee. It was some gruesome injury, but I saw that replay last night, Chief, and that was that was rough. I think there was like one angle where you could really see a change in direction with the arm. It was not supposed to go that way.
Did you high five PJ Tucker in the hotel last night after the Knicks got the dub?
I didn't. You know, I was wondering if it would be fun to go down to the lobby just to get a sense of, you know, what the scene was like. Not necessarily from the players, but like just the support staff. But I did see Casey Smith earlier today, and it just made me really sad knowing that. You know, Casey Smith is with New York. He's no longer with Dallas. And little did we know his exodus was going to lead to so much more within the next 24 months. But I did see Casey Smith, and it was nice to see a familiar face.
It's always nice to chat with you, Jared. Brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Enjoy the game. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Looks good. All right, fellas. Take care.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. And let the record show, he has called me out for getting all my baseball stuff from a box score, mm-hmm. and now call you out for getting it from Twitter.
I'm next.
Yeah, how about
He's
that?
A savage.
I'm next.
Yeah.
The guy,
I'm next.
Yeah. The guy is insufferable at times, but he's a wealth of baseball knowledge, and we have a final. We do have a final in Italy, don't we? Incredible shot by Yamal, the teenager, in the 114th minute, but a brilliant save preserves the victory for Inter. 4-3, 7-6 on aggregate. They've done it in extra time, the Champions League semifinals. This is, like the conference championship. They're under basically the Super Bowl of soccer there in the Champions League final. Congrats to them and their fans. Okay, have you jumped on the bandwagon yet? Let's talk some hockey next here in the
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bag Nation. Yes, sir, it is baseball time in Boston. Sands has the pregame coming up in 10 minutes, which gives us about 6 minutes to talk some Stars hockey. Game one tomorrow, Stars and Jets. Have you jumped on the bandwagon yet? Have you not jumped on the bandwagon? What are you waiting for here at 877-881-1053? I mean, maybe you just hate hockey, but take a look around, buddy. Okay? Cowboys ain't doing it for you. Mavs, uh-oh. Okay? We're hopeful for the Rangers are going to start hitting. We know they have a hell of a bullpen, hell of a rotation, right? We'll keep our hopes up, but we're starved. You know, and at this point, even if you spent your life hating hockey, you know, maybe you got something personal in there, but You know, I feel like this is a prime bandwagon jumping opportunity, even for a lifetime non-hockey fan. This is your introduction,
yes,
right? The home team is about to take us on a championship parade. I don't want to miss it.
The door has been cracked. It's time for you to open that bad boy up and jump all the way in. This thing is, it's so fun. I do wish these were back to the 7 o'clock starts or something like that, but this is worth staying up for. I mean, this is electric as it gets. And now with the cranking up of Mikko Rantanen, things are just so fun.
I had the time of my life. My 3.5-year-old laid there with me and watched probably 25 or 30 minutes of this game.
That's unheard of.
It was a moment I'll always remember. So that has me a little bit locked in. When did you jump on the bandwagon at 877-881-1053? The 321 says, I'd rather listen to Jared spend 10 minutes answering a simple yes, no question than listen to Stars Hockey Talk, says the 321. That is savage, sir. We go to the morning news. Five reasons to hop on board for the Stanley Cup push. Number one, they traded for one of hockey's best players. They say this would have been like if the Mavs had traded for Anthony Davis without giving up Luka.
So, yeah, absolutely. And he's starting to really get hot at the right time.
Yes. They just beat one of the NHL's best without two of its star players. See, this is when you know that a team might be great. Pop Spurs used to drive me crazy in the 2000s when, like, Ginobili or Parker would be out. You're like, oh, cool. We got a chance here. Nope. The great teams can lose a player or two and still execute the coach's game plan, partially because they're underrated star role players, but also because the system has, you know, power like that.
Yeah, and you got a goalie that's just playing out of his freaking mind.
Let's go. Okay. But, yeah, you beating the Avs in round one, I think that's further validation that this team has what it takes. They are the favorites versus the Winnipeg Jets. Okay, morning news here. The five reasons to hop on the bandwagon at 877-881-1053. 214 says, I've been on the Stars bandwagon since 95. I love to see that. Okay, I concur on Jared, but come on, let's go Stars, says the 214. What do you think? I'm looking for anybody that has not jumped on the bandwagon yet. They have a young clutch goaltender is reason number four. You just mentioned Ottinger, only 26 years old, but he's already built a reputation for being at his best when the lights get bright. Now, there have been a couple of playoff runs, Brian, where Otter wasn't amazing. Okay.
No, yeah.
But this is the clutch version.
And there were a couple of times where it was on home ice, too, where there was some struggle. But he seems to always kind of find a way to get back to form. He never has multiple bad games, you know, with that. I mean, towards the end of the season, yeah, a little bit of a rough patch for the team overall. But when it comes to playoff Otter, if he's bad one night, usually the next night he's right back on track.
The fifth reason the morning news gives for jumping on the Stars bandwagon is they're battle-tested. They've been knocking on this door for a long time. I mean, they've been doing what the Cowboys think they're doing, which is hanging around that rim. And as a result, we've seen them come up with some incredible moments, really, since the bubble in 2020. But even very recently, you know, doing something that they had not done all season long when they needed it the most. And the fact that Rantanen did it, beating his former team with that kind of a hat trick moment, it was iconic. Okay, so at 877-881-1053, keep those text messages coming in. As we get a robo update here from the Chief, what are they saying about Robertson? Could he actually play tomorrow?
Yeah. I think he actually has a very good chance to play tomorrow. All signs are pointing to that being the case. He was practicing on the third line today, and DeBoer said he's close. We'll see tomorrow morning, but also mentioned that Colin Blackwell could be the one that is going to be out.
Yeah.
So the dots are being connected for a robo return, which is just what the doctor ordered considering this Jets defense.
No doubt. The 682, the Cowboys and Mavs have ripped out my sports soul and I have no more to give. I can see you don't want to invest. That's why the morning news gave you those five reasons. It's okay to believe in these guys. They're special. They have a good GM, good coach, good player. 469, girlfriend was the one that got me into the Stars this year when she took me to a game. Thanks for participating. Thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Just went three flawless. Thanks to the Chief as well. Send Woolchuck some love on social media. He's on vacation. Be back next week. For Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Rangers baseball is coming up next. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.